digital media in all in any form. Doesn't have to be broadcasting. It could be another word. I mean, you could be involved. You can have another vocation, but it's primarily the digital end of the spectrum. And the purpose of the meeting and of the group is to unite forces together to try and, what Second Vatican Council said, sanctify the temporal sphere, that is digital media. Now, it's a noble crusader effort. I think it actually needs to be done. Truth be known, though, I think it has this much chance of success.
0.0.
I think it's ultimately doomed, as will any effort to sanctify this temporal sphere. Now, God can work miracles. So I can't say never. I sincerely doubt it. A miniature, why would you be a member? Because you have to try. Yeah, you at least got to put the college effort forth. But you must remember that the digital mass media world was designed by demon-inspired bad people. It was not something that was designed to promote Christianity, Catholicism, virtue. It was designed to promote death and vice and hell. Now, people may say, miniature play! They just invented it as a media, as a method. They did have evil. Oh, yes, they did. You'll never. I've read enough now, and I've seen the. Look at the results. Look at the results. What is it good at? Ruining lives. What is it going good at? Damning people to hell. What is it good at? Promoting things that are diabolical that never would have been promoted into the eyes and the ears of billions of people that never would have seen them or heard them. Now, while it is true, it could be used for the opposite. It wasn't designed to do that. By the by, all of Europe, most of Northern Africa, much of this continent, the entire country of Mexico, and almost all of South America were made Catholic by missionaries who did not have iPhones. So for those that say, we have to get in the digital world if we're gonna convert those, tell that to St. Junipero Serra. That's my response. Now, does that mean that you become a Luddite and you know, you're Amish or whatever and just turn all the lights off? Someone will go nuclear on what I just said and take that as the inference, not what I'm saying. But we got to know where we're at. Or you have no chance, zero chance of winning battles. So let's think about this. You know, I've been telling you for years now that these same people ruined, I believe intentionally, killed the once great, noble, and vaunted vocation of analog broadcasting. They killed it. They slaughtered it. Just here's a little evidence of it. So this is a story from the Knight Cronkite News Service, whatever the hell that is. Well, Knight Cronkite News Lab. What is that, Jimmy? What the hell is this? Is it an advocacy group? Anyway, here's the story. The headline is "The Local Newsroom Recruitment Crisis, Part 1. Now, when you hear me bellyaching about how it's almost impossible to expand the Crusade Channel and get more people to listen, and many of you have tried it, why is that? Because the digital media world has ruined this medium and the way people think about broadcast and broadcasting. That's a fact. has ruined it. I don't care who says otherwise. I will debate you in a public square anywhere on anyone's terms or turf, and you will lose. This is the first of two articles in the newsroom recruitment crisis, which I believe represents a critical danger for the quality and ultimately the viability of local TV news. Local TV news is the last surviving local show that most Americans have any access to. You may have some familiarity with your local Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC stations, right? They probably still have a little bit of prominence, and I've told you this before. What's keeping most of the network affiliates alive? News. It's news. It kept the newspapers alive for over 250, 300 years. But then people turned against the newspapers. We don't need newspapers. We have iPads. You know, I actually don't like reading news on a digital screen. I'd rather read it. I insist every day that Mrs. O'Connell print these things out for me, and she's always telling me, why don't you just read it off your screen like Barrett?
Lots of trees daily.
I slaughter trees every day. Why don't you just read it off the screen like Barrett does? I like to hold paper in my hand. That's an analog thing. I like it. Listen to the story. I'm not going to bore you with the whole details, but I think that this is it's a good place to start this hour. What's the biggest threat to the future of local TV newsrooms? He asks. The long-term challenge may be how to build a sustainable model around a new generation of consumers who will never watch a linear newscast at 5, 6, or 11. Do you get that? You know what? So when he says linear newscast, what does he mean? He means it's live, you tune it in at 5, and you don't get out of your seat until it's done at 5:30 or 6. That's linear. From millennials on down, they don't have time to be still that long. Pipe it into my brain via a stream. That's what they want. That's the problem. He continues, but news directors and their bosses are increasingly concerned about a more immediate problem. The pipeline of talent from both sides of the camera is drying up. Now, I've been telling you about this for a decade. And I told you that when they killed radio, and then when Obama killed internships at broadcasting companies, they put the death spin on analog broadcast media. And I've been telling you, there is no bench. There is no one to take my place. There's no one to take Justin's place. Now, I say no one. We can train them here, but they're not out there looking for it. Ty Carver, who ran recruiting at Raycom Media and now has his own firm, recently published a long and passionate screed titled Extinction Alert? question mark. And again, the guy that wrote the story goes, well, at least there's a question mark. That sounds the alarm and calls for news leaders to respond on multiple fronts. The television station stress level must be released and soon. At all levels, because trust me, some newsrooms are at a breaking point. Close quote. Now, that's all I'm going to read you about this. All this does is confirm what yours truly has been telling you for 10 years and more acutely has been telling you this as it applies to radio as well for the last 5. We're in a death spiral. Digital media has crushed analog broadcasting. Yet at the end of the day, through your ears is analog. Through your eyes, sensory reception through your ears is analog. It's not digital. You can't hear ones and zeros. Through your eyes, you can't see ones and zeros. You can only see analog. Now, some people say that, better sure play, that's just the way you do. The horse and buggy are gone too, church. You need to conform your mind to the reality. part of the problem here, now you guys are identifying it, or one of you Sharpies, Albertus Magnus, sharpest tool in the shed in the chat room today, nailed it. You're right, dude. Local papers have been scooped up by conglomerates. So have television stations. There's hardly any TV station that's left that's owned by a local family that has a stake in that market. Right, Jimmy the Weatherman? Sinclair Broadcasting. What's the other one? Salem? Tribune Media. Almost every local market affiliate station is now owned by someone who lives either 1,000 or 2,000 miles away or in a foreign country. If you don't have a stake in the market where you live and you broadcast, why would you care about what's happening locally then? Well, the answer is obviously you don't, which is why news stations now, most of them, pump a steady stream of national and international trash into people's homes. It's a sewage pipeline of crap that you don't need to know. I'll give you one, and I don't even like watching this TV station, but my old buddy Jim Cira does a pretty good job of keeping, if he's still there. I'll give you one rare example here in Louisiana. KPLC in Lake Charles is pretty much local, local, local. It also has a, get this, Jimmy the Weatherman, it's got like a 65 share at 10 p.m., if anyone is tuned into television, they're watching KPLC. Why? They do a local newscast. You get a local weather with a local weather guy. You got local anchors. You got local beat reporters out there reporting on local events. So it's not dead. And there is a market for it, but it's dying. And it's going to go. Now, some of you people don't think that it must, obviously don't think that this matters.